Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Pruitt. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Paxton. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The DH, Don Money. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Sixto Lizcano. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dick Davis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jerry Augustine. And now, play ball. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a line drive to left field. Davis throws towards Yount. Yount fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Yount. Dade moves to third. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dade tags and scores. Bell tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano takes first base on ball four. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Date hits a line drive into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount misplays the ball. That's an error on Yount. Bell moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Eduardo Rodriguez now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb strikes out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pruitt hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Horton moves to second. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lizcano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Date hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lescano. Manning reaches second base with a double. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bando for the out. One out. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Davis reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Yount moves to second. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Thornton strikes out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. Money hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb who is chasing the ball. Money reaches third base with a triple. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Money tags and scores. One out. It's 5-3, Indians. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lescano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pruitt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis, who is chasing the ball. Pruitt reaches third base with a triple. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pruitt scores. It's 6-3, Indians. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 2 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Date hits a line drive into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Date settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields the ball and throws to Rodriguez covering. Safe. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manning. The throw from Martinez and he is out, Molitor applying the tag. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Thornton hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Molitor is called out on strikes. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martinez moves to third. Sid Monge now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Martinez tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Indians. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Lizcano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-3 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Pruitt hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-3 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a line drive into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monge fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-3 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Dade bunts towards the mound. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Verizer moves to second. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 3-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Verizer moves to third. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Thornton hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Hile pinch hits for Buck Martinez. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.